2 by Parker. We present Anne Content and Norma Jean Wanvig in two monologues by Dorothy Parker. First, here is Anne Content in Arrangement in Black and White.
But, darling, listen. I want you to do me the most terrible favor. The most terrible favor. Now, listen. Walter Williams is here, and I have simply got to meet him. Honestly, I'm simply crazy about that man. When he sings those spirituals, well, I said to Burton, it's a good thing for you that Walter Williams is a colored man, or you would have reason to be jealous. Now, darling, I know the party's for him, and you're going to be an angel and introduce me to him right now, aren't you, dear? And where is he, anyway? Oh, there he is, over by the bookcase. Well, let's wait until those people get through talking to him. Oh, you're simply marvelous, dear. I think you are simply marvelous giving him this perfectly marvelous party for Walter Williams, having him meet all these white people and all. No, I really think it's terribly nice. Well, you know, I don't see why on earth it isn't perfectly all right for us to meet colored people. I mean, me, for instance. I have any feelings about it at all. Not one single bit. Of course, Burton, he's just the other way. Well, you know he comes from Virginia, and you know how they are. Oh, you know he couldn't come tonight, dear. Well, yes, I'm a regular grass widow tonight. I told him when I left, there's no telling what I'll do. Well, dear, he was just so tired out. Well, you know. Wait till I tell him I met Walter Williams. He'll just about die. Darling, we have more arguments about colored people. I talk to him like I don't know what. I get so excited. Don't be so silly, I tell him. You know he's from Virginia. But I must say one thing for Burton. He's broader-minded than lots of those Southerners. He's really very fond of colored people. Well, he says himself he wouldn't have a white servant in the house. And you know, he had this old colored nurse, this regular old nigger mammy, and he simply adored her. All he says is, he says he hasn't got a word to say against colored people as long as they keep their place. Well, he's always doing things for them, giving them clothes, and I don't know what all. The only thing he says he wouldn't sit down at the table with one for $1 million. Oh, I say to him, you just make me sick talking like that. Well, I'm just terrible to him about it. You don't think I'm terrible? Well, I am. I know I am. Well, you know, after all. Now, you take me. I don't feel that way at all. I just couldn't feel that way. I haven't the slightest feeling about colored people. As a matter of fact, I'm just crazy about some of them. Well, they're just like children, easygoing, always singing and laughing and everything. Well, they're the happiest things you ever saw in your life, some of them. And I like that. I really do. Well, now, for instance, I have this colored laundress. I've had her for years, and I'm simply devoted to her. And do you believe it? I really think of her as my friend. No, I really do. That's the way I think of her. Well, no, I mean really. As I say to Burton, for heaven's sakes, we're all human beings, aren't we? Well, of course we are. Now, this Walter Williams. I think a man like that is a real artist. I do, I really do. And I think he deserves a lot of credit, too. My God, I'm so crazy about his music, I don't care what color he is. Honestly, I think that if a person's an artist, nobody ought to have any feelings about them at all. I mean, about meeting them. And that's absolutely what I say to Burton. Now, don't you think I'm right? I think I'm right. It's the way I feel. I just can't stand people always being so narrow-minded. But you know, when you think of it, it's absolutely a privilege to meet a man like Walter Williams. Yes, I do. I really do. I haven't any feelings at all. Well, you know, the good Lord made him just the same as he did any of us, didn't he? Well, I think he did anyway. That's what I say. It gets you so furious when people are narrow-minded about colored people. It's just about all I can do not to say something. Oh, yes, I just love another martini. Of course, I have to admit that when you run into a bad colored, well, they're simply terrible. You know, you just have to admit that. But as I say to Burton, there are plenty of bad white people in this world, too. Well, there are. So, what are you going to do, you know? No, I would. I'd really be glad to have a man like Walter Williams come right into my house and sing for us sometime. No, I mean it. I really would. Of course, I can't ask him because of Burton. But I mean, I wouldn't have any feelings about it at all. Well, when you think how marvelous he sings, isn't it, though? I mean, the way they have all that music in them, it just seems to be right in them. Oh, they're gone. Come on, let's go over and talk to him right now. Listen, darling, what should I do when I'm introduced? I mean, do you think I ought to shake hands or what? I think I'd better shake hands. I mean, I wouldn't for the world want him to think I had any feeling about, well, you know, shaking hands with a color. So that's what I'll do, don't you think, dear? Dear? Oh, how do you do, Mr. Williams? Oh, I'm sure. How do you do? Well, I've just been saying, I've enjoyed your singing so awfully much. I've been to your concerts, and we have you on the phonograph and everything. Oh, I just enjoy it ever so much. You know what I'm simply crazy about? Well, I'm simply crazy about that Waterboy thing you sing. Honestly, I just can't get it out of my head. Burton, that's my husband. He's from, well, I nearly drive him crazy the way I go around humming it all the time. Well, I can't imagine where you get all those songs of yours. But I know you just adore singing them. I mean, anyone could tell that. All those darling old spirituals. Oh, I just love them, everyone. Well, what are you doing now? Are you still keeping up with your singing? Oh, another concert. Well, I think that's wonderful. I really do. And you can be sure I'm going to be there if I possibly can, and you can count on that, too. Goodness, here comes a whole raft of people to talk to you. Why, you're just a regular guest of honor. Oh, who's that girl in white? Now I've seen her someplace. That's who it is. It's Catherine Burke, the movie star. Ah, she looks entirely different than I thought. She's so dark. I suppose that's a Hollywood tan. She looks as black as a wonderful actress, though, don't you think? She's a wonderful actress, Mr. Walter, Mr. Williams, I mean. I think she's just marvelous. I really do. You do? Oh, well, I do, too. I really do. Just marvelous. Well, now, my goodness, we've just got to give somebody else a chance to talk to the guest of honor. Now, don't you forget, Mr. Waters, I'm going to be at that concert if I possibly can. I'll be there applauding like anything. And if I can't come, I'm going to tell everyone I know to go anyway. Now, don't you forget. And it was a real experience to meet you. A real experience. My dear, I nearly died. Honestly, I nearly passed away. Did you hear that terrible slip I made? I was just about to say that Catherine Burke looked as black as a knicker. Well, I caught myself in time. You don't think he noticed, do you? I mean, I don't think he noticed anything. What do you think? I don't think he did. Well, I wouldn't have embarrassed him for anything in the world. Not for anything. And isn't he awfully nice? He's just as nice as he can be. Such nice manners and everything. You know, some of them, you give them an inch and they walk all over you. But he really didn't try anything like that. Well, you can tell he's just more refined. And he's got more sense, I suppose. But he's really nice. Don't you think so? I'm so thrilled. And I liked him. I really did. I mean, I didn't have any feeling at all because he's colored. I felt just as natural as I would with anyone. But you could talk to him just as naturally and everything. But darling, Honestly. Oh, honestly, I could hardly keep a straight face. I mean, I kept thinking of Burton. Oh, Lordy. Wait till I tell Burton I called him Mister. Darling, he'll just about flip.
That was Anne Content in Arrangement in Black and White by Dorothy Parker. Now we find ourselves at a dinner party. Mrs. Parker finds herself sitting between two men. And here is Norma Jean Wanvig to bring you But the One on My Right.
I knew it. I knew if I came to this dinner, I'd draw something like this blank on my left. They've been saving him up for weeks. Now, we've simply got to have him. His sister was so sweet to us in London. We can stick him next to Mrs. Parker. She talks enough for two. Oh, I should never have come. Never. I'm here against my better judgment to a decision. That's a good thing for them to cut on my tombstone. Wherever she went, including here, it was against her better judgment. Oh, this is a fine time of the evening to be thinking about tombstones. Well, that's the effect he's had on me already, and the soup hardly cold yet. I should have stayed at home for dinner. I could have had something on a tray. The head of John the Baptist or something. Oh, I should not have come. Oh, well, the soup's over anyway, and I'm that much nearer to my eternal home. Now the soup belongs to the ages, and I have said precisely four words to the gentleman on my left. I said, "Isn't the soup delicious?" That's four words. And he said, "Yes, isn't it?" That's three. He's one up on me. Now, at any rate, we're in perfect accord. We agree like lambs. We've been all through the soup together, and never a cross word between us. Seems rather a pity to let the subject drop. Now we've found something on which we harmonize so admirably. I believe I'll bring it up again. I'll ask him if that wasn't delicious soup. He says, "Yes, wasn't it?" Look at that, will you? Perfect command of his tenses. Well, here comes the fish. Goody, 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 we got fish. I wonder if he likes fish. Yes, he does. He says he likes fish. Well, that's nice. I love that in a man. Look, he's talking. He's chattering away like a veritable magpie. He's asking me if I like fish. Oh, dear. Does he really want to know? Or is it only a line? I'd better play it cagey. I'll tell him, I like fish pretty well. That's a fascinating bit of autobiography for him to study over. Maybe he'd rather wrestle with it alone. I'd better steal away softly. And leave him to his thoughts. Well, I might try my luck with what's on my right. Oh, no, not a chance there. The gal on his other side has him cold. All I can see is his shoulder. It's a nice shoulder, too. Oh, it's a nice, nice shoulder. All my life I've been a fool for a nice shoulder. Oh, very well, lady, you saw him first. Keep your Greek god, I'll go back to my Trojan horse. Well, let's see, where were we? Oh, yes, he likes fish. Well, I wonder what else he likes. Does he like cucumbers? Yes, he does. He likes cucumbers. And potatoes? Yes, he likes potatoes, too. Well, he's a regular old nature lover, that's what he is. I would have to come out to dinner and sit next to the boy, Thoreau. Wait, he's saying something. Words are simply pouring out of him. He's asking me if I'm fond of potatoes. No, I don't like potatoes. I've done it. I've differed with him. Our first quarrel. He's fallen to a moody silence. Silly boy, have I pricked your bubble? And do you think I'm nothing but a painted doll with sawdust for a heart? Ah, don't take it like that. Look, I have something to tell you that'll bring back your faith. I do like cucumbers. Mine's better already. He speaks again. He says, yes, he likes them too. Well, we've got that all straightened out, thank heaven. We both like cucumbers. Only he likes them twice. I better let him alone now, so we can get some food. He ought to try to get his strength back. He's talking himself groggy. Oh, I wish I had something to do. I hate to be a mere drone. People ought to let you know when you're going to sit next to a thing like this so that you could bring some means of occupation. Dear Mrs. Parker, do come to us for dinner on Friday next, and don't forget your drone work. I could have brought my top bureau drawer and tidied it up here on my lap. There are all those snapshots from last summer I could be pasting in the album. Oh, I wonder if my hostess would think it strange if I asked for a pack of cards. I wonder if there are any copies of Playboy lying about. I wonder if they wouldn't like a little help out in the kitchen. Maybe somebody would like me to run down to the corner for a late paper. I could do a little drinking, of course, all by myself. There's always that. Oh, dear, yes. There's always that. But I don't want a drink. I'll get vin triste, and I'm melancholy already. I wonder what this stiff on my left would say if I told him I'm coming down with vin triste. Look at him, hoeing into his fish. What does he care if I'm vin triste or not? He doesn't care. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. All right, you baskets, I'll drink myself to death right in front of your eyes. Here I go! Oh, my God, it's Chablis. Yeah, when the grapes failed, they used summer squash instead. $15 for all you can carry home on your shoulder. Oh, now listen, where I come from, we feed this to the pigs. Well, I wonder if old Chatterbox on my left thinks it's rotten wine. He says he really wouldn't know. He says he never touches wine. Well, that fairly well ends that. I wonder how he'd like to go to hell. Well, I'm not going to talk to him anymore. I'm not going to spend the best years of my life thinking up pearls to scatter before him. I'm going to stick to my Chablis, rotten though it be. From now on, he can go his way and I'll go mine. I'm better than anyone at this table. But am I really? Have I, after all, half of what they have? Here I am, lonely, unwanted, silent, with all my new clothes on. What would Louise Boulanger say if she saw her gold lame going unnoticed like this? Oh, it's life, I suppose. Poor little things. We dress and we plan and we hope. And for what? What is life, anyway? A death sentence. The longest distance between two points. And the bunch of hay that's tied to the nose of a tired mule. Well, here comes the entrecote. Button up your entrecote when the wind is free. Dum, dum, duddly, dum. Oh, no, I guess not. Well, I'll be damned if I ask old Loquacity if he likes meat. In the first place, his likes and dislikes are nothing to me. And in the second, well, look at him go after it. He must have been playing hard all afternoon. He's mother's hungry boy tonight. All right, let him gorge himself. As for me, I'm on a higher plane. I stoop to no one. Besides, he's less than dust beneath my chariot wheel. Red wine. Oh, I'm glad there's red wine. Even if it's lousy red wine, I'm glad there's red wine. Red wine gives me courage. The red badge of courage. I need courage. I'm in a thin way here. Nobody knows what a filthy time I'm having. My precious evening that can never come again. Ruined. 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 And all because of this clod on my left. But he can't lick me. The night is not yet dead. No dying. You know, this really isn't bad wine. Now, what do you suppose is going on with the Greek god on my right? Ah, no use. There's still only the shoulder. The nice, nice shoulder. I wonder what she's like. I can't see her at all. I wonder if she's Greek, too. Well, I'm not going to be spineless any longer. Don't think for a minute, lady, that I've given up. He's still using his knife and fork. Well, there's hands above the table. There's hope. Really, out of obligation to my hostess, I ought to do something about saying a few words to this macaw on my left. What shall I try? Have you been reading anything good lately? Do you go to the theater? Have you ever been to the Riviera? I wonder if he'd like to hear about my summer on the Riviera. Oh, hell no. That's no good without lantern slides. Besides, it's too good for him. Anybody that never touches wine can't hear that. But the one on my right, he touches wine. Touches it. He just threw it for a formidable loss. Look, old Silver Tongue is off again. Why, he's mad with his own perfume. He's rattling away like lightning. He's asking me if I like salad. Yes, I do. So what does he want to make of that? He's telling me about salad through the ages. He says it's so good for people. So help me God, if he gives me a talk on a rough edge, I'll slap his face. Isn't that my life? To sit here all dressed up in my best and listen to this thing talking about romaine. And all the time here on my... Well, I thought you were never going to turn around. You haven't. You have? Oh, Lord, I've been having an awful time, too. Was she? Well, you should have seen what I drew. Oh, I don't see how we could. Yes, I know it's terrible, but how can we get out of it? Well, yes, that's true. Look, right after dinner, I'll say I have this horrible headache. And you say you're going to take me home in your car and...
That was Norma Jean Wanvig in But the One on My Right by Dorothy Parker. On this program, you also heard Anne Content in Arrangement in Black and White. The technical production was by Duncan Ray. This program was produced at the studios of KPFA in Berkeley.